comes went to Dimmadale Primitive Methodist Chapel to preach. And it was unusual. I was as fast as a tree. I couldn't get liberated no way. I couldn't feel right no fashion, no way. And I walked up to a point where all at once it struck me, Strachel, there is life for a look at the crucified one. And we sang lustily, you know. All this here thing vanished, and our liberty and our master situation, all swayed that there congregation, you know, was eating there. When we were coming out at chapel at night, there were a big tall chap. He said, I never had no doof tailing like that there in my life, mate. He said, I did well. He says, to walk that there in there is life for a look like that. I says, thou art the man. He was a chap older than me. Oh, not a young chap then, you know. But his influence, say, he had me absolutely mesmerized. Why? Where? I says, thou art the man. I told him to him. I says, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Now they came for that.
Well, I think there is certain times when it does. You're responding in life. Can you tell me anything about the ranters?
Ranters? When what did you say? Well, I can't.
And how they used to go?
I can't tell you about ranters because I brought up in it. When I was a young lad, religion, as I look at it now, were more of a superstition than it is today. I've marched down this here village with 100, I should say, young men and women singing, marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion, we're marching up to Zion, that beautiful city of God. And we used to go down, and they were respected by everybody, you know. Well, they used to go in the chapel, and I'm ashamed there. There was a prayer meeting, for instance, in one particular chapel. Praise the Lord, Nick, come and give you the dolly swallow up back at the oil with his fist, you know. I used to think that's religion. But it's a funny thing. It used to have an opposite effect on me. You remember, but there was an evangelist called Evan Roberts coming to Wales. And I was very religious at this time. But this shows you where I went. I could never be half a dog. Folk used to go prostrate in his company, you know. And the most powerful man it was, I know at that time. But to me, also, what a confounded hypocrisy is, you see. Jesus Christ never acted like that, do you? Yes. And he was same, he ran to see, he mang him. There were certain chap, I'm seeing one old preacher, he was, mark you, they're taking witness on you, they're watching you. But still, the damnable hypocrisy used to go on, you see. And it just taught me. Now, I had a uncle, Yolanda, old chap he was, and there was a parson called me. I had a son, he was rather young than me. And he used to get it classroom, and they used to get this year Cecil and me arguing with him.